Tja, hallo liebe Zuhörer da draußen an den Empfangsgeräten und hallo liebe Zuhörer hier. Wir hatten ja heute angekündigt, dass wir ein bisschen einen spanischen Vormittag machen. Der erste Interviewgast ist leider ausgefallen, wahrscheinlich auf der Messe. Natürlich, die Geschäfte gehen vor, aber unser zweiter Interviewgast ist jetzt gekommen. Wir begrüßen hier John Beltran de Heredia, aber er wird es selber noch mal besser sagen. Bitte, please sit down and... He comes from Spain and is the first time here at the fair. First time, and Uli will.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Please come a little bit closer and have a seat if you like. Nobody wants to have a seat. Okay, then we make a stand up. With me now is Mr. John Beltran de Heredia. I hope I pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
From J1CK. One of our partners from today's CeBIT partner country, Spain. And he will give us a little plot of what he's doing and about his company and his products. Please welcome John Beltran de Heredia.
Okay, danke schön. Thank you. Entschuldigen, mein Deutsch ist nicht sehr gut, so the rest will be in English.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the introduction. The name of the company, we used to pronounce it JIC. It's written J1CK, and it comes from just one click. Okay. What we do is we do web to mobile. Okay, in a specific manner, in a specific fashion. But what we do is, if you have a website, and the website works well on a desktop screen or a laptop screen, designs are usually done for large screen. What we do is, using our infrastructure, using our own server software and our native applications, we configure our system to be able to rearrange your content. Okay, a design that is done for a desktop doesn't work well in a tiny screen. It could be an iPhone or it could be a very small Java feature phone. So what we do is, so that you don't have to change anything in your infrastructure, we configure our system, and we configure our system. Is one part is a server, which is heavily based on open source tools. We can talk about that later. And there is a client-side part, which is native apps for four major platforms. Right now we are supporting iPhone, Java, Android, and BlackBerry. And in the future we will add other platforms, such as Limo, probably Linux Mobile, which is bound to be important. And what we do is we configure our native apps. We adapt it with your branding, with the branding of your website, and with the logo. We put the icon of the application will be the logo of your website, all right? And when we configure a server and customize the native application, we will give the customer the four applications for the four platforms, or when we add more or for the other platforms too. And they can give it to their end users so that they can install it on their phones. And then they will have a native application on the user's phones, okay, with the logo of the website or the company. And you can launch it. And each time you launch the client, it contacts our server. Our server contacts the existing website, takes the content, rearranges it according to our configuration, and sends the simplified, compressed, basic, easy-to-use format to the mobile. Okay, so in the end, in mobile, although most of the logic is in the server side, on the mobile it's like a native application, okay, which is based on connecting to the web server every time. We have released a Twitter client using our technology. You can download it from our website for Java and for BlackBerry right now. So j1ck.com. You can download the client and install it. It will be available for iPhone next month or so, and Android the month after that, okay? It's already working very well on iPhone, and if anyone wants to come to our stand at Hall 6, we can show you all the demos live on the different platforms, okay? And the idea is that it will be a matter of weeks to have your website in a very, very good form without having to do custom development, which is very expensive, very time-consuming. It involves risks, and you have to do it for all the platforms. We were at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona a couple of weeks ago, and there are major wars between all the formats. And as a company or as a service provider, you're not interested in which platform wins. You want to be in all mobile your users use. Okay, so a multi-platform solution is the best way. You can get that.
Okay. As I already knew from our first meeting the day before yesterday, your application services runs on several platforms, also Android. Now Linux as an operating system on smartphones is getting more and more popular. What are your plans about the future regarding implementing your application on the Linux OS?
Yeah. Our idea is to support all major platforms, okay? So we are currently supporting 4, and over the next few months, we will be supporting, we will be adding all platforms that have some presence. The good thing is that once we add support for one platform, it works for all the websites we have done our configuration for, okay? So it's very, very interesting for us to implement support for all platforms, and we have to look in the specific details of because sometimes platforms, it seems like a platform is a closed, very neatly defined thing, and it often isn't. For example, basic one is BlackBerry. You say support BlackBerry, it means supporting the old BlackBerries with the side wheel, the new ones with the thumb track, the ones with the half QWERTY keyboard, the Perl ones, the touch screen ones. Java is a mess. Okay, there are not only all different form factors, touchscreen, QWERTY, numeric keypad, you have to support them all. The different Java VMs have different bugs in each by each different manufacturer, so this means supporting a platform means you have to study all the different variants, and we plan to do that for Linux Mobile in the next few months. There are several manufacturers that are working with Linux Mobile, and we have to see the different ways they are doing it. And our plan is to definitely add support for it in the very near future.
Okay. Even as your application founds on many open source technologies, you gave a little plot of that, your application is still closed. Have you not made any plans maybe to deploy a community version or to include the power of the open source community developing your platform on Linux?
Yeah, we are using a lot of open source components and software for our infrastructure. Our servers run on Linux. The code is the server side code is Python, which is a very good system for quick development. We are using open source tools for development too, so we are very happy with what open source brings to the table. And our technology, we have just started actively promoting it 4 months ago when it has been ready, and it's still in active development. Okay, so by now we have to evolve it, but we do have the idea in the future that there might be some parts of it which will definitely be open in some form. The thing is that our current product is half a service, half the technology we have, because it requires that our developers configure the server for this. Okay, so it's there is a service component, there is a technology component, and we will be opening things as some things will work best as open source.
Okay, another thing I think I have to make a little confess. So when I first heard about Spain as a partner country of CeBIT and software development in your country, I was a little astonished because Spain for me is not the typical country I would associate with software development. And yesterday I spent a whole afternoon searching the internet using Google to find out something more about the subject. Unfortunately, Google's feedback wasn't very rich. Could you maybe give us a little bit more view into what's going on in software development in your country?
Yeah, I think Spain probably traditionally hasn't been a country where much software development has happened. There has been some activity both in the in the 80s and a few years ago in game development. We actually worked in game development, and we had games that were not with this company, but that worked well in the German market. And there have been other types of development. For example, you have companies like Panda Software, which is very near where we are, and they're a worldwide player for security systems. There is a lot of development integrating and customizing software, and I think in the last few years, really some technically innovative things are coming out from Spanish developers, and this is creating a kind of software development industry. You need all players for a serious industry. You need a proper education in all the aspects. You need venture capital investors. You need end customers or end clients to trust initially the technology. And once it's ready, I mean, when it's been proven, it's much easier to implant it in other sites. And all these things, I think, are coming together. And I think some very interesting technical things are coming from Spain, including our product.
So I alleged it was your first stay here at CeBIT?
Yeah, it's the first time we exhibit at CeBIT.
Okay. And what do you think about CeBIT? What are your impressions about this exhibition? And what do you expect for your company in the future?
Yeah, we are finding major interest in our product. It's much more than we expected. I think a lot of companies have existing websites that work well. They have a lot of users, and they don't have a good solution to go to mobile. And we're finding so much attention that it's the first time I've exited Hall 6 on our stand during the whole show. So I haven't been able to see the other halls. For us, it's being very, very interesting, and we're really happy that we came here.
So as you are running a little bit out of time, it's now my pleasure to say thank you for coming. I hope the audience enjoyed to talk as much as I did. And as we started in Spanish, muchas gracias por haber visita y
hasta la vista.